All right, so our listener Mike rolls into the show to ask whether what he's doing is mean and vindictive, according to his girlfriend, 99.7 DJX, or is it teaching a lesson? It's a little bit of an am I a jerk?
Hey guys, am mm-hmm. I wrong for doing this? Mm-hmm. My girlfriend and I got in a huge argument over it.
Okay.
I get a lot of deliveries at my home. Uh-huh. I work from my home. I have about an 8-foot planter between my driveway and my grass, right in front of the front door, goes all the way to the sidewalk.
Okay.
The delivery people like to drive past the driveway and walk up to the grass so they can toss the packages on the porch and not have to walk up 7 steps. And I'm truly sick of them walking on the grass. Mm. They're starting to put a path in there.
Oh.
I've complained to all delivery services about it. It never gets corrected. FedEx and Amazon are the worst.
Okay.
I'm expecting multiple deliveries today, so I picked 8 days worth of poop up for my 3 dogs, and I've scattered it on the path where they like to walk on the grass and not use the driveway or the steps. Is this mean and vindictive, or just teaching them a little bit of a lesson?
Uh-huh.
Is it wrong? Or should I prove my point?
Okay, so Mike is asking, am I the jerk for taking his dog's waste and
yes.
putting it on the worn path that these delivery people are starting to wear in his
grass
so they maybe...
Kind of a passive-aggressive little message he's sending. Like, hey, don't walk here.
I don't think I'd get the message.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't either.
I would just be in my own zone.
This guy needs to pick up his dog's poop.
Yeah, and I would literally walk to the left or right of whatever path I've been wearing
uh-huh.
into his yard, and then just do the same thing. So, Mike, I don't know if what you're doing is actually going to have any sort of result,
positive result.
I feel like
maybe
result.
You need to create a little sign.
Yeah, I was going to say,
maybe
why?
Don't, you know,
I
please
feel
don't
like,
walk on the grass.
Yeah. You put up a little yeah. yard sign that just says, please use the sidewalk.
Sidewalk, exactly.
Yeah, please use sidewalk.
I think that's more
delivery
effective.
People, please use sidewalk.
Yes, and less stinky than using your strategically placed dog poop.
Another thing I can't get over with this, 8 days worth?
That's a lot.
What are you doing?
Are you keeping it in a bucket?
But I'm saying, are you not picking up after your dog for 8 days? Or is this all part of the premeditation? Like you were premeditating this sort of thing. So you're like,
I'm going to gather enough to make a point.
Yes, exactly. So I'm going to let my dogs just have free reign over the backyard.
Yeah.
And then when it comes time,
yeah.
then I'll do it. Interesting. Yeah, so I think a sign probably best. And your girlfriend's probably, I guess, on the right path of, yeah.
That was kind of a jerk move.
Yeah, kind of a jerk move.
And not
sure.
effective. If you're looking for
yeah.
change.
Yes, right.
That's probably not going to get the change you're looking for. Maybe try the sign. And yeah, just say, you know, please use the sidewalk. Thank you so much.
Yeah, correct.
And it doesn't have to be a mean sign.
It
just like, hey. Put it right there in the area where they like to walk, mm-hmm. so they see it.
Julie rolls in and says, what if you reward the delivery people by going up the stairs? Like have a snack or
yes.
a drink cart at the top of the stairs for the delivery driver.
We do that around the holidays, but if you have consistent deliveries, consider doing that.
I was going to say, it sounds like you get a lot of deliveries at your house
right.
anyways, if they're so many that they're wearing a path in your lawn.
Yes.
Interesting.
Then put the sign out, offer them snacks, give them an incentive to walk up.
Sean
to
says,
the porch.
As a lawn guy myself, I do not recommend putting 8 days worth of dog feces in a small area. It would do some damage to the yard.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
All right.
Like do what I do and just leave all the little tiny little pug piles all over the yard and the lawn guy gets it in a week.
Oh. Wow.
Jeez. I'm not super regular at going and picking them all up.
So the lawn guy will just do that anyways.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
They're small enough little piles that, you know, lawnmower just
Yeah, I was going to say, your dogs are small. My dog
yeah.
is a medium to large dog, which produces that type of
yeah.
waste. Yeah. Swifty Kim rolls in on text and says, yeah, you're being petty and vindictive. However,
yes.
I do approve of your method, because WTH. Listen, enjoy the thought process around it.
Sure.
But think of...
Not going to be effective, though.
Yeah, I don't think it's effective. Like, especially if I'm the delivery guy, I'm just seeing the stuff in the... In the pathway going, oh, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, Shelby's like, put up the sign. Yeah, and I like Julie's idea of putting out snacks.
Mm-hmm.
Put the sign out, offer snacks, right. See if it changes their behavior a little bit.
All right, Mike, yes, you are the jerk.
A little bit, but yeah. We say that with love and offer an alternative suggestion.
We're going to go out. We're going to leave the radio station today. There's going to be piles on our car. They're going to be, Mike's going to be like, listen.
On the front steps. This is for Ben and Kelly.
I came to you, but I was thinking that you were going to say I wasn't a jerk.
Yes, I feel like everybody that does come to us is looking for the support.
Sure. All right. Well, hey, thanks, Mike.
Yeah, let us know if you incorporate some of these suggestions and if it works out better and if it saves your grass.
Yeah. Hey,
Bethany's like, wait, we're supposed to clean up our dog poop? It's nature's fertilizer. Yes.